Hello, my name is Andrea, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you today?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
This place, I don't understand this place, and I think it's fraud going on in my car. So I don't want to say my name and do all of that stuff yet until I really understand what's going on to get further along, because it's charges on my car that I never authorized. I
Okay.
don't even understand how that on there.
So this is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell various products. So in order for us to see what's on your account and to assist you, we need some information from you to help us find the order. Or you can simply call your car company and talk with them about it.
I did, and they told me that this is the number. But what I'm saying is, when I call my car company, I'm going to dispute the charges, but charges is going to keep showing up the next month.
So we have limited responses because when we can't see that order, we can't really say much. So if you're not going to give us the information we need to find the order so we can disclose what we see here, we can't do much for you.
Okay, and then so once I tell you my name and stuff like that, like what are all the questions that you have to ask me? Like you can't tell me, like, I'm gonna ask for your address, I'm gonna ask you for this, and I'm gonna ask you for
Yes,
this.
I'm going to need your address and your name to verify that this is your order or this is what the charges you're calling about, and then we'll go from there. So I'll need your name, your zip code, your name, and your address. We can start with the zip code to see if I see your name in this database.
My name is Davon Buffett.
Okay, how do you spell the first name?
DayVon.
And the last name is spelled?
Buffett, BuffordD.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I do see an order in your name. Now I need you to verify the address and then I can tell you what I see here.
The zip code is 44105. Is
Thank
it
you.
Elizabeth Street? Yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead with the full address.
Yeah, it's on the list on Elizabeth, 9719.
Okay, and what's that city and state?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so this is the order. Let me finish pulling it up. I'll be able to tell you what I see here in just one moment. Okay, so on this account, you ordered the Ultra Bar on the 27th of December.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ultra Ball. What is that?
Well, let's see here. One moment. Let me go back to it. It's like a little device that helps you. It's like a speaker.
Like a speaker.
Let's see here. It was shipped to you and delivered on to that address. And when you ordered that, you entered into a monthly membership. It's a shopping club that helps you where you can order different gadgets every month.
Oh, hell no. Cancel all that shit. Cancel that shit. Cancel that, please.
Okay. So,
What is that?
are you saying if you didn't place the order, no one had access to your account?
I don't know what that is. Like you said, a speaker device, like a speaker. Like what does
Did you
a
receive something back in December that you didn't order? Because that's
No,
when the order
I
was
would never.
placed on December 27th.
I didn't receive no speaker.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Man, what the fuck is that?
Okay, so I was mistaken, I thought that was the Ultra Bar, but it's the Power Bar. It helps you save energy. It's like an energy little gadget to help you save energy in your home.
Okay, all right, I know what that is.
Okay, good. So that is what's associated with your card. When
no,
you place,
cancel that shit. Cancel that.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I have the account closed. The company won't bill you any further, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, and tell the dude, whoever was talking to me first, he cool. Tell him I'm just was pissed and shit because I ain't know what it was.
Okay.
So he cool. He did his job right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.